in Belgrade. The standoff continues between Serbian authorities and Slobodan Milosevic. Mr. Milosevic is resisting arrest on charges of abuse of power. He is reportedly holed up in his villa, holed up in his villa surrounded by a private security force, and says he will not be taken alive. Right now, leaders of Yugoslavia's federal government, Serbian government, and the army are talking. Our friend Jovana Ilic is on the line from Belgrade. Jovana, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And do we know who's talking and about what?
Well, we know that Yugoslav President Vojislav Koštunica called for an urgent meeting of the federal Serbian authorities and army representatives this afternoon. We know that the meeting is still going on, and we're expecting a press conference and afterwards Mr. Koštunica to address the nation. What they are talking about is difficult to say because there have been no official announcements. However, we all believe that they have to discuss how to handle the arrest from now on.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, of course, Mr. Milosevic says he's not going to be taken alive. That would suggest he has to be taken out under force, doesn't it?
Well, he was adamant today about, not giving in and not going to the public prosecutor's office. Therefore, this is and remains the puzzle what the next step should be, because the authorities made sure that they're doing their best to avoid any casualties.
Mm-hmm. Jovana, does there seem to be any split that you can pick up on between the army and constitutionally elected democratic government of Serbia?
After their meeting today, Serbian government accused the federal army of obstructing police attempts to arrest Slobodan Milosevic. They did not describe this as a major split between the army and the Republican authorities, mm-hmm. but only as individual cases of soldiers still loyal to former President Slobodan Milosevic. Dusan Mihailovic, who is the Serbian interior minister, confirmed that police, while trying to arrest Milosevic, was confronted in a way by army soldiers who threatened to use weapons against mm-hmm. them. General Nebojša Pavković, Yugoslav Army Chief of Staff, however, denied all of these charges and accusations in his report to Mr. Koštunica, President Koštunica. He said that army was just performing its regular duties according to the existing laws.
Mm-hmm. Ivana, do you see anything in the actions thus far, or have you gleaned anything from conversations that would suggest that the government is getting cold feet about trying to bring in Mr. Milosevic?
I don't think that there is a chance of anything like that happening, because the Serbian Justice Minister has expanded charges against former President Slobodan Milosevic. So together with the abuse of power and the illegal property deals, he has added obstructing officials in course of their duty, public order offenses, and illegal weapons possessions.
Mm-hmm. Help us understand the scene at the villa right now. Are there people swarming about? Are there angry denunciations? Are there crowds, cheers?
Well, the scene itself in front of the gate of the residence of Slobodan Milosevic has not changed much, other than the numbers of protesters and those who are supporting Milosevic has decreased. There are about 50 of them standing right in front of the gate, and about 100 of them who are in a way stuck between the second and the third cordon of the police protecting the premises. Now, Red Star supporters emerged somehow up on that hill a couple of hours ago, and they attacked these supporters. There were some physical assaults and some conflicts, but police has everything under control right now. Mm-hmm. What we know about the negotiations is that Mr. Ivković, Branislav Ivković, the Socialist Party member, and Mr. Jovanović, Čedomir Jovanović of the Democratic Party, have been seen leaving Milosevic's residence, and one assumes that they were there to negotiate.
Okay. Jovana, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jovana Ilic speaking with us on the line from Belgrade.